Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Hey, parents. You're listening to the Project Parenthood podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nanika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. Each week, I'll introduce you to the same respectful parenting practices that I use to help parents repair and deepen their connections with their children. You'll get tips for cultivating more parental self-compassion, more cooperation from your kids, and more joy, peace, and resilience in your relationship with them. In today's episode, I'm talking about your child's after-school moodiness, irritability, or intense meltdowns. Stick around till the end to hear about ways to work with your child to make after-school time feel better for everyone. Do you get reports from your child's teacher that they happily participate in school activities, play well with other kids, and present little to no trouble in the classroom? And yet, when you pick them up at the end of the day, it's like they're a completely different child than what their teacher describes. What you see are intense meltdowns that can be heard a block away. Your child is full of almost out-of-control energy. Your child hits you and their siblings and is uncooperative and resistant during the whole evening routine. You try your best to hold space for the big feelings. You try to give your child some space to decompress at the end of the day, but it's like your whole household is walking on eggshells every evening. It's getting exhausting, and you just want to know how to best support your struggling child. What you're seeing is what counselor and parent educator Andrea Lowen-Nair calls restraint collapse. After a whole day of trying to keep their emotions in check while processing academic and social information and dealing with sensory overload, the sound of a full elementary school cafeteria could bring most of us to our knees, kids are often overwhelmed once they're released from school. They've been following directions and directives all day. They're mentally exhausted and emotionally dysregulated. They're hungry and thirsty and craving connection and some control over their lives. All of this can manifest in challenging behavior from your kiddo, like angry outbursts, resistance, whining, scream crying, and saying or doing things that are disrespectful, especially once they're home in their safe space with their safe person, you. Emotional and physiological overwhelm results in a meltdown, which is actually a fight-flight-freeze state. Restraint collapse affects all kids, but highly sensitive children and those with learning and social difficulties might struggle more significantly in this area. So, be ready to fill their tank. After school, your child is hungry, thirsty, and overstimulated. As much as you want to hear about their day, greeting your child with a barrage of questions could push them over the edge. Instead, meet them with a hug, a smile, a snack, and a drink, and let them lead the conversation, if any, for now. Give them some time to come into post-school equilibrium. Some kids will need immediate physical activity to burn off the energy of the day. Other children like a calm and quiet environment right after school. Whatever gives their brain a break and feels pleasant to them, try to facilitate that. Resist the urge to jump right into chores and homework upon arrival at home. Let your child have some unstructured time to do whatever they please. You can also spend special time with your child. Reconnection after a busy day is just as good for you as it is for your child. During the evening hours when your child returns home, make sure that they get 5 to 10 minutes alone with you or their other parent. That's 100% focused on something your child is interested in doing. This is a time when you're fully present as a parent, without distractions of other children, household duties, or your own tech devices. Your goal is just to be there with and for your child without micromanaging, admonishing, or correcting. Let your child set the rules of whatever you play and let them lead the interaction. And, as usual, don't take meltdowns personally.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. When your younger child is throwing, kicking, and hitting, it can be upsetting, but remind yourself that this isn't about you, and this isn't intentional. It's an involuntary release of pent-up tension. You know this tension well if you have coworkers. How many times a day do you want to say something to a coworker or a boss, but you don't? To keep the peace or to keep your job. You know what it's like to need to reset and regroup after holding it together all day. This is a kid who's at the end of their rope, and they need your understanding and acceptance. Once you're in the heat of a meltdown, the only thing you can do is just survive it while keeping everyone safe. Give your child physical space if it's necessary for safety, but let them know you're on their team. That could sound like, "Ugh, such a long day." Or, "Whoa, it's feeling really hard right now. I get it." And then just silence and an empathetic look on your face, and a gentle hand on their back if they'll allow it. and you wait. And if you can't wait for some reason, still let them know you're there for them if they need you. You might say, I'm going to start dinner. I'll be in the kitchen if you need a hug. And when the storm is over, just move on. Don't harp on it or try to process it at this time. Just let it go and go back into kid decompression mode. If you want to problem solve around what happened, do so at a later and connected time, like just before you walk out of their room at bedtime or on the weekend when you're feeling calm and connected to one another. You can also create opportunities for collaboration. Though there's likely a long list of tasks that need to get completed in the evening, perhaps there's some demands you can let go of. It's possible that the routine that's been the same for years might not be working for your family anymore. Family members may have new needs that your current routine hasn't accounted for yet. Can you sit down with your child on a weekend and go over the weekday evening routine and think together about what's working well and what needs to change? Is unstructured time built into their evening routine? Is there an activity after school that isn't necessary? Help your child identify what they need in the evening to help them decompress and regroup. And remember that kids are more likely to cooperate with routines that they've been a partner in creating. When these strategies don't come naturally, it's helpful to remember that practice makes progress. You have a child that experiences restraint collapse. Here's something to try. At some non-weekday evening time, when both you and your child are feeling calm, invite them to tell you their concerns about after-school time. You can introduce the topic by saying something like, I noticed it seemed really hard for you when I picked you up after school last week. What's up? Before stating any of your concerns or offering any suggestions, allow them to tell you about their experience of those after-school times from their own perspective. Then repeat back your understanding of their perspective and let them correct you if necessary. Then, brainstorm with them to come up with something that could help them look forward to that time of day. Let them offer the first suggestion. Test it out and report back. Remember, though, that even when using all of the strategies I've mentioned here, your child may just need to offload feelings. Sometimes the only thing you can do is allow them to have those feelings and comfort your child as best you can. Offer support and validation, even if you need to enforce boundaries to keep everyone safe. It can be so hard to have such little time with your child during the week and have what precious time you do have together to be dominated by their challenging behavior. Try to show your child and yourself some compassion and don't take it personally. It's outside of their control. School days are long, busy, and filled with adult expectations. This can really zap a child's energy and coping capacity. Your child may just need a lot of downtime and low to no demands, like homework, when they get home. And you may need to sneak 5 minutes of meditation in right before and after pickup time. I hope that's helpful. You can learn more about my work with parents at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com and on Instagram at bkparents. That's bkparents. If you have more questions about restraint collapse or any other parenting questions or stories, leave me a message at 646-926-3243. And be sure to let me know if it's okay to use your voice on the show. Or send an email to parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Project Parenthood on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin, and our intern is Cameron Lacey.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle?
Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.